Bad. Okay, Simin Kufchav Dalit Sif Dalit in the halachas of Tisha B'Av. Sim Yesh Oval Dalit, Im Yesh Oval Be'ir, Hailach Lebeis HaKnesset B'Lah. So it was an oval in the city. So normally an oval have minyanim in his house. But he goes to Beis HaKnesset B'Lah Lev Gamba Yoim, Ad Sheyigmaru HaKinis, and also in the day until Kinis is over. Then he has to go back home. He's allowed to get an aliyah, and he's allowed to even read the Haftarah, even though an Aval is normally not allowed to learn, because the whole Klal Yisrael is an Avela, so he's no different than them. Hey, Divrei Torah Mesamchen Es HaLev. Divrei Torah make the heart happy. Shenemar B'kudei Hashem Yishonar Mesamchei Lev. L'chein Osa B'tishu B'alul Mai Torah Yinala Learn Torah. Ki'im B'dvarim Hashem Ma'atzivim Es Libay. Only things that depress the heart. K'goin. Sefer Yirmiyah B'dvarim Haroyim Shabay. In Sefer Yirmiyah and the bad things. P'sukin Nechama Shabay Yidalek. And the psukim of Nechama you should skip, meaning the parts that give us chizik. Chaim Peronius, Alumas Shiksuvim Sham Yidalek. Right, the Peronius that happened to other nations, it should also be skipped because that makes us happy. Chaim Otalilmid B'Sefer Iyev. It's mutter to learn Iyev, Medrash Echo, Gemara Perak Elam Magalchin. That's the end of Mayid Katan, Demire Bedine Oval Menuda. Tells about somebody who's an Oval and a Nidu, about Godot Perak HaNizokin. The And even these things that it's mutter to learn, it's also to, do pilpul, do kashas, terutzim, because that's kishmak. That makes the heart happy. Whatever a person is mutter to learn by himself, mutter lumad gamma mitzinoikas, he can also learn with children. Right? Yeah, because that's the whole question. Should kids learn on Tisha B'Av? Should they not learn on Tisha B'Av? Right. Fine. Mutar likros kol seder hayoyim afilu eizu makoymen. You're allowed to read all the this is for Naftali, all the karbonos, including eizu makoymen.
Oh, you could if you told me not to do it.
That's again. That's the kitzer. The
The
seder
kitzer, okay,
marmadis
fine.
ain't lover. The seder marmadis, you shouldn't say. Afilu misharag alamer, even if somebody says it every day. Vav. Afilu ubris amanikos, even pregnant and nursing women. Af bishametztayrus harbe, even if they're very pained. Trichus lahashlam tainus, they have to complete the tainus. Emelay b'makom sheyesh lochash chas v'shalom l'sakana, unless you chashish for. Chas v'shalom for sakana. A choila, afal pi she'ein bo sakana, but a choila, even if it doesn't have a sakana, yesh lahakal shelo yashal matainis. You could be makel that if somebody who's a choila doesn't even again even not sakana, doesn't have to finish the fast. Rak yisana is a choice. They should fast a few hours. Kol shekeinim hu cholosh b'tivoy. And the kol she, you hear what he says here? This is wild. It says kol shekein, if he's weak in his nature. So somebody who's normally weak and doesn't feel well doesn't have to fast. So it comes out that a pregnant woman, l'chayra, even though it's pregnancy, she has to fast. But if she's by nature weak because she's pregnant and she's talking not feeling well, so then it sounds like she shouldn't fast.
What
Well,
about
yeah.
nursing baby?
Same thing, yeah. Muberes
But he's
aminekis.
saying that nursing woman only sounds like it's only if her health is in danger.
Are you talking about for the
But
baby?
what about the baby? Yeah.
Right, so the baby nowadays, we have formula.
If
That's
she's not gonna eat, if she's not gonna need eat cow, she's gonna nurse properly.
but they usually, right, so okay, so then you have to, Chazanish says, if the mother's milk's going to run out and it's going to dry up because of it, then you, then shiitake could break her fast. Only problem is very hard to know whether whether it's taka going to dry up a permanent short term. Yeah, short term, of course it's gonna stop producing, but it has to be long term damage. Via
Short term,
ledes.
I'm saying the baby is crying. The baby constantly, like, whatever. A few hours, a baby wants to eat.
Right. So yeah. So it's not that you can give formula. If the baby doesn't take formula, then you work
No,
from
the
there.
baby doesn't take formula. Yeah.
No, but do you try it? Again,
No,
each
there's no way
case,
to.
each
No, I'm
individual.
saying if the baby is 100% breastfeeding, There's no way for they're not in any form, nothing else.
I understand, but you might have to give.
The baby
That's what I'm
doesn't need
saying.
formula, doesn't need anything.
But you try the baby to give formula. If I was hungry, I'd also eat formula. If I was hungry enough.
Well, I think most women that do just nursing have some frozen in the freezer. We
That's
never had
another
an
thing. Well, of
issue.
course, you should prepare. You should prepare, of course. But yeah, that's a good point. But
So you're saying
anyways.
you try, and if the baby doesn't, then she can break the fast.
I have a niece
Yeah.
who
Yeah.
didn't whose iris weren't working, so my other niece tried to make
You need
her send her
you
milk
need it
to
for Shabbos
Israel.
Thursday night.
So
Anyways, okay, but I guess if you
I had
need.
one niece who s tried to send a suitcase of milk because the other niece was having milking issues, and talking about putting it in the freezer.
Yeah. Yeledes la'achar shiva yomim al yeledes after 7 days at shloishim yom nami dina kachayla shem besakana al be she'ena chayla even though she's not a chayla so she's a chayla shem besakana and therefore if seemingly she does not have to fast. Ach im argeshes ba'atzma she b'riya legamri but if she taka feels healthy v'tainus liyazakla and the tainus will not damage her yeshalo hashem then she should finish the fast. Anybody who needs to eat on Tisha B'av, B'macholim, shouldn't have any enjoyment. Just enough to keep you healthy, and that's it. Zion, rechitza asur b'mecham b'mitzvah, and to wash, whether it's hot or cold, is also rafilu. Even to just to stick your finger into water is also. Ve'ena also rak rechitza shel tainuk. But it's only washing that's enjoyable. But it's not for tainug, it's mutter. That's why you're allowed to wash your hands in the morning, what we call negel vasa. But only wash your fingers. That's the main rechitza because ruach ra goes on the fingers. And after you dry them a little bit and they're still a little moist, then you can put them on your eyes. But if the eyes are dirty, and the derech is to wash them, when you get the crust and the junk, then because again, that's not a rechitza of tainug. It's only an enjoyable washing, but to take away dirt is not a problem. Your hands are dirty with mud. When you go to the bathroom, you could wash yourself. For mincha, you also wash your hands because you're supposed to wash for tefillah. Let's say a woman's cooking and she needs to wash the food. That's not called having kavanah of a rechitza. But the Paiskim say nowadays that as it is, a lot of women use gloves. So you should put on gloves. You're not required to, but you should. But why not? It doesn't hurt. Let's say somebody has to go for a mitzvah, and the only way is to get it wet. He goes whether he's on the way or whether it's on the way back. But if he's going for money, meaning he's going to earn a living, then he can get wet on the way. Also, but on the way back, it is also. Somebody comes from the way, and his feet are weak. It's mutter to wash them in water,
Yeah,
because
but
again,
I
it's to take away pain. It's not for enjoyment. Yes, even though only washing of tainug is also, meaning a woman who has to go to the mikveh, she'll go to the mikveh. That's not enjoyable. You're going to the mikveh for a mitzvah, but we don't go. Because since anyways, relations is also, so there's no reason for her to go. She'll go matzi, but in order to start, wearing white in order to clean up for the 7 days, that we'll see later. Yod sicha shmirin
One
gam kein
second,
enas.
just because I'm saying relations are usur, so what about touching?
Touching is debatable,
Right, but at
but
least
that's
it's
not
not
the
a bad,
mitzvah.
bad.
It's not
At
the
least it's not as
mitzvah.
bad if she went to the
But
mikveh.
it's not the mitzvah. And we pass in tefillah b'zman as lav mitzvah. So therefore, There's no mitzvah for her to go that night. Yeah. Yod Sicha, Shmirin, Gam Kenen Asura Ela Shel Tainug, also only Shel Tainug. Aba Misha Yesh HaChatatin, if somebody has cuts or whatever it is, Ela Tzarech Sharafu HaMudalasuch. So this comes up a lot. Can you put on deodorant? So the Paiskim is asking that deodorant is okay. Creams and all that for dry skin, et cetera, those are also okay. The Shaila is suntan lotion.
And come on,
Can you put on suntan lotion or not? Because that's to prevent. That's not necessarily to heal. Fine. You're out. Needless to sound,
What's the
Lena.
what's up? It's like there's no pleasure from suntan or lotion. It's like disgusting.
Well, no, some people enjoy. They want to sit in the sun, put on suntan lotion, sit in the sun, get a tan.
Okay.
Right? So that's yeah.
I'm saying
You
if the
know.
person hates the suntan lotion,
No, then at the end, in Lachari, you're right.
that.
Yeah, then it should be fine. Yeah, it should be fine. You know, if needless to sound, only leather shoes. If the bottom of it is not leather, mutter, it's mutter. If for whatever reason you have to go amongst goyim, then you could wear shoes because otherwise they're going to laugh at you. Now this is obviously back then where you wore slippers. They didn't have shoe. Most of our shoes, at least our sneakers nowadays, are not leather at all. So basically, people are wearing the same shoes on Tisha B'Av as they are a whole year, so which some Paiskim don't like. And they say, what kind of scam is that? But the bottom line is, it says leather. It's leather that's the issue. And if it's not leather, it's not the issue.
And you wouldn't be able to wear Crocs either, because a lot of people wear Crocs to school also.
Correct. And sometimes people find the Crocs to be more comfortable. So, anyway, so that's an issue. That's interesting, right? Rosh Hashanah, I'm more comfortable on Yom Kippur with my sneakers than I am on Rosh Hashanah with my shoes. Right, so
Isn't that bizarre to wear Crocs to show?
no, because of everybody's wearing things that are bizayin. It's supposed to be bizayin. We're bizayinists. We're sitting shiva for the Beis HaMikdash.
Yeah, but I'm saying
Right.
Crocs are meant for, like, I don't know, for the beach or for other stuff, pleasure stuff, like,
So, but so
no?
are the slippers that people wear on Tisha B'Av. So
Slippers
it's
are,
there.
I don't know, slippers are black, whatever. They made them more like shoes.
Okay, it's fair. You have a fair point. Fine, but Yeshvit and offer Pesach HaManalim, but he said, if you're going to walk amongst the goyim and wear your shoes, you should put dirt in them. Come on, Baal Nefesh Yachmer Latzvei, but Baal Nefesh should still be Machmer. Asurim, if you're just sitting in the store because you need to have your store open, that's Vadei also. If somebody goes a far distance with his feet, the Chacham and there you're allowed to wear shoes. But once you get to the city, then you got to take it off. But if you're going in a wagon, then it's also for you to put on your shoes, right? Because it's because what's the reason not? Again, you see. The way Chazal operate, which is that if somebody is not holding by it, then they don't have to. Meaning, yes, we're not supposed to wear shoes, but if you're going to have to walk a long way, et cetera, so then you could wear shoes, right? Sometimes in the when it's pouring rain outside, so and somebody has slippers that they're going to be wearing, and they're gonna get sick. They're going to get feet of cold. So okay, so we tell them wear your shoes, and then you'll. After you finish with the shoes, and when you get to shul, then you'll change into your slippers. Yeah, all right. Everybody should have a fine night. Psuros Tovus.
Skoich.
Skoich.